With four straight losses, the Griswold Tigers are thankful that they have a few days to settle down and rest their limited number of players, as they've been playing with about six players total in their last few games. Head coach Matt Spinagle talked about how this break couldn't have come at any better time, as he gets two players back to the team and now has time to practice taking care of the basketball.
You know, it's about coming back to the basics. We have a limited number of guys playing, as you well know, and I think we just got a little bit tired. We had one game against Sydney Tuesday night, lost a tough game there. But fortunately, we have the next few days off. That was our only game for the week. You know, it's about settling down a little bit. We got to be taking care of that ball a little bit more, going to some more drills and some fundamentals of ball handling. I think we can eliminate our turnovers. That will be a lot of the difference in the games.
With limited numbers this season, Griswold is a young team with all juniors and sophomores. While some may have wanted to start at the junior varsity level to improve over time, they've had to take a major step up to compete with some of the most talented players in the Southwest Iowa region.
Unfortunately, due to the numbers that we have this year that are playing at that varsity level that, you know, could have used another year of junior varsity first, but they've been put in that position of being a varsity player, and they're going against better skilled players, and they've really stepped up, you know, and a lot of that will be getting more comfortable shooting, and we do that through different drills. You don't get any better than going up and down the court against other opponents, but you continue to press the fundamental of, you know, having good form and getting as many shots up during practice as what we possibly can.
Griswold is shooting 30.7% from the field this season as a team and 26.5% from beyond the arc. These two categories are only a lesson on a list of improvements to make for this young team, as errors only clean up with time. The only way to get better is practice and experience, which will only come with time for the Tigers.
That's exactly it, Zach. You know, it's about going through the different fundamentals of the dribbling and how to beat a press and, you know, and being able to anticipate where that next guy is going without throwing the ball away. You know, getting with one another and going over different situations and shooting and making sure that when we square to the hoop that we're getting a full turn on with our lower body. And, you know, a lot of our shots that we're missing, we're not missing from 17 feet away. We're missing from 8 feet away. So falling in love with that bank shot, using that glass. So, you know, and that's where that fundamentals comes in.
Griswold has the rest of the week to practice, as they have one of the toughest opponents ahead, East Mills. The Wolverines are led by Jackson Embry and Lane Maston, as they're averaging around 12 points per game, while Griswold is led by Peyton Cook and Bodie Wyman with just over 11 points per game. These next few practices are crucial, so they can flip the script from their last 76-22 loss to East Mills.
We're definitely going to have to clean things up. More importantly than that, you know, the two that are back to the team, they've been there. They've been coming to the games. They've been supporting the team, you know, been coming to practices. So I'm expecting them to be able to slide right in. They already know the offense. They know the defenses that we run. They know the different presses that we might throw out. We've added a couple wrinkles since they've been ineligible, but they've been there. So I'm looking for a little bit better rotation and being able to get a few different looks. But when you play against a team like East Mills with Coach Schaefer, he's going to have those boys ready to play, and it's my job and Coach Wallace's job to do exactly the same thing and getting them ready to play as well.
The Tigers will return to action on Tuesday, January 30th, when they take on East Mills at home for a 7:30 p.m. start. I'm Zach Collins reporting.